Welcome to Shomar Shavah on the Dash. Your sponsor, Lui Nishma Asayim, Yakashom, Leam Basitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Gimel. The Gemara on the top of Amud Beis says, that brings Rova. The Rova says, Before we strip the Torah, Shavuos Sheker, Dum Yod Shavuos Shav. The Torah compares a Shavuos Sheker to a Shavuos Shav. Rashi explains Shavuos Shav is when you know that the thing is a lie. The person speaks about a pole that's made out of metal, and he says it's made out of gold. And a Shavuos Sheker is when a person says something we don't know if he's lying or not. Where did the Torah equate the two? So Rashi explains that the word Lashav is written twice in the Pasuk. Pasuk says, Loisis Hashem Hashem Lekech Lashav, Kiloi Nekes Hashem Sasheis Hashemur Lashav. Lashav twice is to equate Sheker to Shav. Toitzes argues, and Toitzes says the reason is, because in the Dibros Rishonos in Parshas Yisroi, it says, Loisane Berachoi Choker. And Dibros Achoinos in Parshas Vaischanon, it says, Loisane Berachoi Shav. So the same Pasuk in Dibros Rishonos says, Eit Choker. Pasuk in Dibros Achoinos says, Eit Shav. So you see the Sheker and Shav are the same. Now to explain a little bit more in the Machlokes Rashi Toitzes, maybe this machlokes depends on another machlokes that we have in the Rishonim in Bava Kamma. Because Tosfos Bava Kamma and Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis speaks about the Gemara brings there a klal uprat that is based on Dibros Rishonos and Dibros Achronos. So Tosfos says over there, hi, Dibros Rishonos and Dibros Achronos are very far from each other. Why is it not klal uprat that meruchokim zemizeh? They're far from each other. Says Tosfos because zocha v'shor b'dibur echad nemru. So dibros rishonos dibros achronos are really the same. The Chasam Sofer there on the spot in Bava Kamma, he says that Tosfos is speaking only according to the Hava Amina, but according to the Maskana, he wants to bring a proof that we don't say dibros rishonos dibros achronos echadim, and he brings the Ramban on there in Parshas Yisroi that says. Only Zohar and Shomer, which are two opposites. Zohar is a mitzvah asay, Shomer mitzvah lois asay. So there we have to say b'dibur echadem, where they're said in one shot. But all the other dibur's, they're not. They're not said in the same shot. And the explanation of this is, and that's what we explain it there in Bava Kamma, is that the machlekes, this discussion is, we have dibur's that are written in Parshas Vayeschanon, we have dibur's that are written in Parshas Yisroi. Now Parshas Yisroi is clearly the dibur's that were given in Sinai. Parshas Vayeschanon, if you read Parshas Vayeschanon, it looks like this is a description of the luchos that were given in Sinai as well. Meaning given doing Matan Torah. But because there are things that are different in Parshas Vayeschanon and Parshas Yisroi, so therefore you can explain that even though the way it's described in the Torah is described as given in Ma'amid Har Sinai, in Matan Torah, it really it's not the nusach of luchos Rishonos, it's the nusach of luchos Achronos that came only in Yom Kippur a few months later. As if the Torah in Parshas Vayeschanon is quoting the language, the nusach of the luchos that were given at the end of the day to Am Yisrael. So it comes out, the way Chasam Sofer brings the Ramban. The Ramban learns the luchos Rishonos and luchos Shniris are two different texts that we have. They're not the same. They're very similar, but not the same. Because luchos, whatever it says in Parshas Yisroi, that's the nusach of luchos Rishonos. Whatever it's written in Parshas Vayeschanon is the nusach of luchos Achronos. And we have one exception of Zocha v'Shomer, which we have to say that they're nemar b'dibur echot. But Tosfos is there in Bava Kamma, and Chasam wants to say that's only according to the Hava Amina. But the way Tosfos is written, Tosfos says a different pshat. He learns the luchos achronos, meaning the language is brought down in Parshas Vayeschanon, is the same, referring to the same luchos that are in Parshas Yisroi. And if there's changes, that means they're together. You have to darshan why you have the changes. And mainly, this may be the machlekes over here, Rashi Tosfos. Rashi learns, the reason I'm darshaning Shav and Sheker, because in the same pasuk it says Shav twice. Tosfos says, I don't have to get to that. I just have Luchos Rishonos say, the Dibros Rishonos say Sheker, the Dibros Achronos say Shav. The fact that you're changing the language of the Pesukim, even though they're referring to the same Indian, that tells you that both words are the same. So it means that Tosfos l'shitasoi the yod that the dibros achronos parshas Vayeschanon is referring to luchos rishonos. So he merely dashens from this drasha. But Rashi may go with the shita that the chasoev brings the name of the Ramban, and he holds that what's written in parshas Vayeschanon is not the nusach of luchos rishonos, is the nusach of luchos achronos. Merely you can't dash from the change of the lashon, so you dash for the fact that it says l'shav twice. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shavah email, so what's the group is email shomarshavah@gmail.com.